It's lovely to be with you and lovely to see. Just scattered here and there are some boys and girls. I would like you to come to the front if you would. Would you do that for me? That's great. If you come down there, I'll come down there as well. Is that a deal? Lovely to see you all. Okay? That's it. Get a seat. On the floor, in the nice carpet area. I want to tell you a story that happened. Oh, some work coming. Come on ahead. Lovely to see you all. I want to tell you a story that happened about 2,000 years ago, and then I'm going to tell you another story that happened last week. All right, about 10 days ago. Okay, so here's the story that happened 2,000 years ago. And it's found in the book of Acts, which really means things that were done by the apostles. Things that they saw, things that they did, people they spoke to, people they listened to, and all of those things. And it happened that one of them had a few days to spend. Anybody off on Monday? You off tomorrow? Good. All right. And some of you may go away for the day tomorrow, you may not. Maybe others of your friends from the church here are already away for the weekend. And sometimes we get a few days together where we have a bit of time. And one of the apostles, whose name was Paul, had a little bit of time, and he went to a city, and that city was called Athens. And in Athens, we're told this, while he waited for other people at Athens, his spirit or something inside him was really annoyed, provoked, because he saw that the city was full of idols. You know what an idol is? What's an idol? You know? That's right. Something you believe in, but it's not God. That's a brilliant way of putting that. It could be a very small thing, like an ornament that you might have in your house. Only people would worship them, and that's what they did then. It could be a big, tall thing. It could be a really big thing. Do you know how many idols there probably were in the city of Athens as Paul walked around? Have a guess. How many in the city? All together.
17.
A little bit more than 17. A lot more than 20. Do you want to have another guess? If you can do it, could you add a few knots on at the end? You know? Add a few more knots on. Add a few more knots.
20,000?
You're getting close.
3,000?
A lot more than that.
A million?
Not as many as a million. There were probably about 55,000 statues all over the city. And there's a statue here, and a statue here, and a statue here, and one there, and one there, and one there. Every street had them. And there was a big place up on a large hill, and it was full of them as well. And you think Paul was really pleased about that? What do you think? No, it says there that he was, you want to say it?
No.
It was not indeed. It says he was provoked. That meant he was very annoyed. Because they were worthless, weren't they? They were just pieces of metal and stone and wood. And he knew the real God. But he found one. He found one, and it said on it, to the unknown God. So he kept that in his mind. What did he find? A statue to the unknown God. And where did he put it? He kept it in his mind. And then he went to speak to some people, and he told them all about Jesus, and all how Jesus had come into the world, had died, and rose again from the dead. And once he said that, some people went, what? Somebody came in, called Jesus, to our world, and he lived, and he died, and he rose again? They'd never heard anything like that before. And they said, Paul, we're going to have to bring you to meet some very important people. So we went to meet some very important people way up near the big building where most of the statues were. And they said, Paul, we want to hear what you have to say to us. What do you want to tell us? And he said, well, I had a couple of days to spare, and I walked around your city, and I saw all these wonderful things, and I even saw an idol to an unknown God. He says, that idol to the unknown God is an idol, and I don't care about the idol, but I know about the unknown God, and I want to tell you about him. And he said, the unknown God that you don't yet know is the God who made you. He made the world we live in. He doesn't live in a temple. He doesn't live in anything that's made by hands. He's the God who's over the whole world. And he's an amazing God because he knows everything about us. He knows where we're going, how we think, where we come from, what we do. And he even sent Jesus into the world. And that name, Jesus, he's going to judge the world. And do you know how he's going to judge the world? And I know he's going to judge the world. And they said, no. He said, well, Jesus is going to judge the world because God, that God, has brought him back to life again from the dead. And at that point, I think they all shook. Because some of them went, a man back from the dead called Jesus? And they laughed at him. And others scratched their heads. What? Never heard the like of that before. One or two others said, this is the person that I've been looking for. This is the one that I need. And we read at the very end, there was a man called Dionysius, a lady called Damaris, and a whole lot of other people, and they believed it. So, I want you to remember this. There were different reactions to Jesus rising from the dead. Okay? That's the first story. What was the second story? When did I tell you it was from? I've forgotten now. 2,000 years ago, when the second story was? 10 days ago. That's it, all right. About 10 days ago, I was at a place, and I was parked in the car, and just in front of me a little bit was a wheelie bin. You know what a wheelie bin is? A bin, okay, with wheels on it. You've seen them? I'm sure you have them here. This one was attached to a pole because it belonged to the council. And a man got out of his car, and he walked along with a wee plastic bag, and he opened the bin, and he threw it in, and he walked on over a bit to the next building, about just a few yards away, not even as far away as the organ is. And when he got there, he went, "Aah!" And he did. And he ran back to the car. And he opened the car door and he got fistled about in there for a while. And he closed the car door and he went, "Aah!" And he turned and he looked at the bin. And he walked over to the bin. And he opened it. And he looked in. And he obviously was very distressed because he kept looking down at it. And he looked up and there were some people over there. And there were some people over there. And there were some people over there. I'm sure they wonder what he was doing. So he closed the bin and he walked back to the car and he hooked about in the boot of the car for a minute or two. You know what hook means? It's when your mum or daddy can't find anything and that, or you're hooking in your school bag to find that pencil. And he came out of the car and he walked across to the bin again, opened it up. You know what happened next? What do you think happened next? Have a guess. There were 2 feet went up in the air. And the man disappeared, apart from his feet. And up he came with a mobile phone. A mobile phone. Why did he go hunting in the bin? Why do you think he did that? You know, he did that because there was something very special in the bin that he wanted to get. And bring back, because he knew there was a treasure there. In the midst of all that rubbish and all that dirt, there was a real treasure that he needed, and it was the mobile phone. Now, I'm sure what some of the people standing about wondered at that. I'm sure some of them went, "That man sitting there, he's in the bin, you won't believe it." And I'm sure they told that when they went home that night. And somebody else might have just gone, scratched their heads. What on earth is that person doing? But the man himself, he knew what he was looking for. He knew there was a treasure. And he didn't care at the end whether people were going to laugh at him or whatever was going to happen. He was going to get that treasure. That's a bit like those people in Athens. Because the people in Athens, they laughed, but they didn't know about the treasure. And others scratched their heads, but they didn't know about the treasure. And Damaris, that other man we mentioned, and a few other people, they thought, this is the treasure I've been looking for. It wasn't a mobile phone, of course. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think they left that day with a smile on their face. People would laugh at them. People would wonder what they were doing. But they were Christians now. They had trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. He was going to look after them. He was going to live with them. And they weren't going to let it go because that was a treasure. Okay? I hope If you haven't done already, you'll put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the greatest treasure you'll ever find. People might laugh at you. People might scratch their heads and wonder, what are they talking about? But you'll know, and other Christians will know, that you've done the right thing. Okay, I want you to think about that. Do you want me to let you in a wee secret? The mobile phone still works. And I had a shower that night. All right, off you go.